Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben. It's a U.S. Open weekend, and it's Father's Day. Yes, indeed. And we have this really great gift certificate, two of them, actually, for the father that you'd like to give it to. You know, for Father's Day, a lot of folks at Poipu Bay are fathers and sons, fathers and daughters. They're going out to play a great round of golf. And there's a movie crew. They got a getaway day because they've been working like unbelievable hours. Of course, they always do 18-hour days. So today, they're taking the day and they're playing great rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. And all you've got to be is the ninth caller to win two rounds of golf for Father's Day. And the number is 808-545-1111. If you'd like to play, that is, at Poipu Bay, 840, 910, 1050, they're open. Makalei on the Big Island has a 1056. Volcano Golf Club, 57 degrees. There's a 926 and a 1018. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 950. Eva Beach Golf Club, 918. And it looks like Makaha East is sold out. Father's Day weekend. Yes, indeed. Wailea Gold Course, 130. Blue, 1122. And at Maui Nui on Maui, St. Anthony's School. There is a tournament benefiting St. Anthony's School. Let's get back to the U.S. Open. The Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts. 20-year-old Francis we met in 1913. It's seen three U.S. Opens. It was one of the USGA's founding clubs. 2007, Gil Hans was called in to develop a master plan, reshape, renovate the layout, but restore the original design principles. Mm-hmm. But you know who's there? Bob Herrig, Sports Illustrated, with us next.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup, call 24/7, licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood, ready to hang or custom made, sales and service, that's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated, author, Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry, Golf Writers Association of America member, and he went to Indiana University on an Evans Scholarship. What's this book all about? This book about Tiger and Phil? Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. It's about their squabbles, their duels, their softening toward one another, their excellence, and their disappointments. Let's bring him in now. Bob Herrig, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Absolutely. What an amazing leaderboard we have. We've got Joel Dahman in the lead with Colin Morikawa. Joel Dahman, you know, like, we don't know much about Joel Dahman, do we? I mean, we don't, the general public. Tell us a little bit about this young man.
Yeah, he's the perfect example of the U.S. Open player these days. He had to qualify to get in. You know, like half the field gets into qualifying, which the USGA loves those stories. And he played the Memorial a few weeks ago, was scheduled to do 36-hole qualifying on Monday, after sort of was debating whether or not he really wanted to do it. He joked about having too much to drink the night before, thought about blowing it off, actually made it through the 36 holes. Now look at his leading. I mean, I'm sure he's pretty glad he made the effort, because you can't win if you don't play. And he has only one PGA Tour victory. And he, you know, he thought he might be better off focusing his attention on the tour events and skipping this week, but I'm pretty sure he's glad he went through that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, skipping a U.S. Open that you get into, you know, just there's no way. You learn so much, just the learning process, even if he doesn't win, because he's got, you know, a lot of guys coming after him with, of course, Colin Morikawa. Isn't it fun seeing him back?
Played in 11 majors and he's won two of them. He's ranked seventh in the world. I mean, the leaderboard, you know, we've got one, two, and three up there with Scheffler, Rahm, and Rory, and then Morikawa is seventh. So you've got, you know, basically four of the top seven in the world and the top eight players or top 10 players on the board.
Yeah.
Which is pretty, you know, it's kind of rare.
Yeah, but...
So,
I mean, I've been watching Colin for the last, I don't know, year or so, and he just didn't seem to have that looseness that you see in great players at their finest. You know, there's something like Rory. Rory has that joie de vivre, that looseness about him. He's just going through this golf course, and yeah, there's some mishits, but they take care of it, and Colin can't... play the draw that he's depended on for so long. So he's just, as he said, I think, in one interview, I'm just taking what I get. And isn't that the way we've got to play this game?
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. I mean, last year going to the Open, he said, I don't have the right kind of irons for links golf. You know, he played the Scottish Open the week before, and he was having a hard time working it out. So he changed out a couple of his irons, and he goes ahead and wins the Open the next week at Royal St. George's. Here he's complaining about can't find his draw, can't figure out, and he's leading the tournament. You know, it must be nice to find it so fast. So, but, you know, that's why he's so good, you know. And you're right, he's been a little bit off this year. You know, he hasn't won in 2022 and came off such a great year last year. He won at the end of the year in Dubai, and won the Open, won a World Golf event. So, it's good to see him playing well again. He's a great young player.
Yeah, yeah, and pretty much the same going for Rory. How long has it been since Rory McIlroy won a major? 8 years?
2014 PGA. He won the Open and the PGA back to back, and you know what? He was
25
years old at the time. and we probably figured he'd be double that number of majors by now.
Yes.
And instead he hasn't won any. And I think he's had 15 top tens, but most of them are backdoor top tens. You know, he's out of it, too far out of it. You know, even the Masters where he finished second, you know, he shot 64 the last day, but he was so far back, you know, it wasn't enough. You know, normally you shoot 64 in the final round of a major. That should do the trick, but you got to be close enough for it to matter, and he wasn't. And, you know, he was top 10 at the PGA, too. He finished eighth after leading after day one, and then he shot himself out of it kind of on the second day. So he's trying to get it dialed in, and I thought he said a good thing yesterday, which was, I'm trying to act like I'm going for my first one. Because it's been so long since he's won. I mean, Morikawa was in high school when Rory won his last major. So, you know, it's like these guys don't know what he was like then, and they just know he hasn't won any majors lately.
Yes, exactly. And what am I supposed to be afraid of? That's the difference, you know. Everybody knew Tiger. He kept, you know, coming on and coming on and coming on and winning. It's like, that was somebody to be afraid of. Watch out, Tiger's coming. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. So much going on in this wonderful game. USGA, always criticized, it's too easy, it's too hard. It's too easy, so is this golf course too easy? Are the conditions, the weather conditions, not mean enough?
I don't think it's too easy. you know, yeah, the cut number was lower than normal. I think over the weekend here, it's going to be pretty tough. I mean, it's breezy today. The temperature's a lot cooler. You know, it's pretty warm the first 2 days. The ball flies. There was some moisture in the green still because of humidity, which takes just a little bit of the edge off. But I get the sense that today, things are going to be a little bit more difficult. The wind coupled with the fact that it's cooler, drier. I have a feeling that scoring is going to be a little bit more difficult. And, you know, tomorrow, if we don't get any rain, which I don't think we're supposed to, you know, it has a chance to be really fiery, which is what they want on the last day. And that's when you start seeing some guys back up. And the guys who have to hit the shots, the guys who hit the shots the most solid are the ones that have the best chance. So I know, you know, 5-under, I wouldn't be surprised if 5-under wins, and that's where we are right now. It's 2 rounds to go.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, and 12 is the stimp meter, you know. And if it doesn't rain and they don't inject water, whatever they, there's always these interesting USGA terminology, you know, about how they're going to not lightly water it. There's one word that sums it up, which escapes me right now. But that could get even faster, couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always a fine line, you know, like they, it seems like they just kind of put a little sprinkling on the green sometimes, which I'm not sure how much that matters. they take them to the edge, and then if things get out of control, you've got a situation where balls are rolling off the green, or you know they're not staying, you know. So they have to kind of be careful. I get that, and they don't want the criticism that they've gotten so many times, and they have let it go over the edge. You know, they have to really, really look at the forecast and try to determine what's the best course of action. And they don't want it to be too easy. But, you know, I don't think anybody cares if somebody shoots 6, 7, 8 under to win. I think they just want a compelling tournament. It doesn't need to be even par for it to be a great U.S. Open.
Yes.
A couple under par is good. And,
yes.
You know, it's nice when you shoot par or even one over and know you're not out of it. You know, and that's a lot of guys did that yesterday, and if they can get under par today, they'll move up a bunch of spots.
So Bryson DeChambeau, he's playing. It was interesting because I've read something about, you know, instead of playing the course, he's trying to control everything so much. He tries to control things a little bit too much. I don't know. I'm not Bryson. I don't know what's going on in his head. But wrist, have you heard anything? How is it healed?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's 100% yet. It was actually a good accomplishment for him to make the cut. You know, he just really hasn't, he hasn't been able to get healthy this year. You know, he shouldn't have played the Masters. He missed the cut. He had surgery on his hand. Tried to come back at the PGA and decided to withdraw. Ended up playing at the Memorial where he missed the cut. He hasn't made any money on the PGA Tour since Kapalua, you know, which is a no-cut event. And I think he finished like 25th.
Ew.
So, he's been battling injuries. And now, of course, he's made that move to the LIV Tour.
Yes.
This will be the last time we see him on the PGA Tour other than the Open. He won't be in the FedEx Cup playoff. He might not have made him anyway, given the way things were going.
Exactly.
So interesting times for him, you know, and we'll see how that progresses. But I guess we'll see him in Portland in 2 weeks for the next LIV event.
Right, exactly. Let me before I ask you about LIV and the USGA's position, Phil's beard. Is that camouflage? You know, I don't want to be recognized.
Yeah. I don't know if that's such a good look. I don't know. We tried to ask him about it, it's a strange time with Phil, the game, everything right now, and I sensed a little bit of defeat in him yesterday. You know, I think these last 2 weeks have been tough. You know, I mean, ultimately he gets the last laugh. If he's really getting $200 million, he gets the last laugh. But he's taken a pretty good media beating here the last 2 weeks. And we're talking about a guy who's been universally popular for 30 years.
Right.
And not gotten a lot of that. And so, I don't think you're human if it doesn't hit you a little bit. And, you know, he got it last week in the UK. They let him have it pretty good. I was there to witness some of that. You know, the headlines were not kind. And then here again Monday, and people here were like, holy cow, that was really intense. And I was like, it wasn't any worse than last week. You know, they gave it to him pretty good over there too. So, yeah, he's had to face some tough questions, and frankly, there's no good answers in this situation. And if you're totally dead set against what he's doing, nothing he says is going to satisfy you. So it's a tough spot right now. You know, but that's the decision he made, as a bunch of others have, and there's going to be more to come.
And when you go back a long time ago, I think I was reading one of your colleagues' articles, you know, we forget that he said something to the effect of, you know, they're creepy people in addition to other things.
Yeah.
And we thought, well, that puts that whole live golf thing to bed. It's not going to happen. And then, you know, it comes roaring back. And, of course, Greg Norman saying we're not going to go anywhere. We're here to stay forever and ever. USGA could possibly shut out the LIV Golf players in future U.S. Opens, but Mike Wann wasn't the commissioner. He didn't really say that particular. He's kind of walking the fence because it is a qualifying, but they should at least have to qualify, right? Even if they're, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, they could change the exemption categories to make it harder for guys to get in. If you take out the world ranking aspect of it, how would you get in otherwise if you're not playing on the PGA Tour, which, you know, has a way for you to get into the U.S. Open if you're if you win twice on the PGA Tour. The other avenues are top 60 in the world two different times. Obviously, winning the other majors gets you in the U.S. Open for 5 years. Like, that's how Phil's exempt. He's got he's got three more years after this year. So, are they gonna rescind a qualification criteria that was already on the books? I don't think that's a good idea.
No,
but eventually, you know, if you make it harder to, I don't even think they need to change anything. Because I think it's going to be harder for the LIV players to get world ranking points.
Exactly.
And if they don't get any, or if they get reduced world ranking points, you know, they're going to slowly slip out of the top 60. And that's, you know, so that it's a slippery slope, I think, to go down the road of denying these guys. Because whether you like it or not, I don't know that you can deny somebody just because you don't like what they're doing. You know, they haven't committed any crimes. And if the four majors band together and say, well, we're doing this for the good of the game, well, you know, isn't that collusion? I mean, that opens it up to lawsuits, I think. And, you know, again, it's like, I just find it to be a very, very difficult situation they all find themselves in. I would think the majors want the players in their fields who are playing the best and who qualify under their terms. And if they happen to be LIV players, so be it.
Yeah.
You know, there is other ways to thwart the LIV, you know, and PGA Tour does not run golf. They run probably the best tour in the world, but they don't run golf. And, you know, this threat has been out there for a few years. And the root of it basically is guaranteed money. The players have gotten it in their ear that they deserve guaranteed money. At least some of the stars do. And the tour has not figured out a way to make that happen, you know, despite all the good they do. You know, like they've increased the FedEx money, which is great. The winner's going to get $18 million. You know, the bonus pool is worth $60 million, but
yeah.
Really, if you're not in the top 30, it's not that much. I mean, relatively speaking. And even if you're not in the top 30, the money below from 31 down is all deferred. So, like, for a guy who's 25 or 30, that is not that appealing. You know, they want the money now. You know, so if you're getting $100 million to go play in the LIV, or even if 10, guaranteed. You know, that's money in your pocket now, and that's that means something to these guys. So the situation is very, very complicated and a lot of issues in play, and I'm not sure what's going to happen. It keeps changing by the day almost.
It does. So Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson have multi-year contracts. So they've signed contracts, getting that $100 million, $200 million, whatever it is. I mean, at some point, you know, $200 million. Tournament purses, $25 million, $20 million to the individual who wins, $5 million paid out to the top three teams. It's obscene money in a way. Do you think if appearance money, if the PGA Tour hadn't fought that idea, that this would have not come about?
Yes, because I don't think they really wanted to leave the PGA Tour. I think they would have liked to have had the best of all worlds, playing under the PGA Tour banner, having some sense of guaranteed money, not $100 million guaranteed money, but just a few million dollars here and there that's given out and spread out among the stars. You know, the crux of it is that there's really no other entertainment industry where the people who sell the tickets and generate the revenue aren't compensated unless they perform. You know, I mean, how many, just look at Tiger. Tiger's made plenty of money, and I'm sure he's not all that upset about it, about what he's done. But he could enter a tournament, sell all the tickets, increase TV ratings by double, sell out hospitality suites, parking revenue, concessions, all this stuff. The tournament makes all this extra money. And on Thursday morning, Tiger tees off, and if he doesn't perform, he gets zero. You know, and so, like one agent told me, it's like Tom Cruise making a movie. You know, he's got a name. He sells. He doesn't wait till the movie's over to see how many tickets they sell before he gets paid. You know, he gets a fee. You know, and some of these guys probably deserve that. In all team sports, you're paid a guaranteed salary. Even in the NFL, while the salaries aren't guaranteed, they have upfront signing bonuses that are guaranteed. And so, you know, that's their form of guaranteed pay. So in golf, it's somewhat noble that you have to earn what you make, but it's not really that realistic in this day and age. And enough guys have heard it, and they decided, you know what, we're going to do something about it. And now here we are. It's kind of, things are divided, and it's probably not great for the game overall.
Oh, my goodness. So much, as you say, it changes all the time. I'd really like to catch up with you. There's so much going on. Bob Herrig, Sports Illustrated, senior writer, and we need to talk a bit about how are you going to incorporate all of this in your book, Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. This must be a conundrum. You can have a third edition, a fourth edition.
If there's a paperback, maybe I can write another addendum or a couple more chapters, because there's certainly stuff to add.
Yeah.
You know, these guys continue to be relevant. You know, Tiger's comeback this year wasn't really expected, and now he's, you know, expected to play at the Open next month. And obviously what's going on with Phil, nobody saw this coming. So it's been a crazy time for these guys.
Well, Bob Herrig, thanks so much for being on the show, and have a great weekend. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be awesome, and it's a great leaderboard, and I'm thrilled for the USGA. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Aloha.
Take care.
Coming back, Speed Golf it is. Uh-huh. Scott Dolly. He created Speed Golf USA. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evile.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Happy, happy Father's Day. Okay, Poipu Bay gift certificates celebrating Father's Day for the ninth caller. Just call 808 if you're, well, we have to do that now all the time, right? 808-545-1111.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Scott Dawley, scottdawley.com. It's spelled D-A-W-L-E-Y. He's a founder of Speed Golf USA, athlete, pioneer, entrepreneur, coach. That's indeed right. 2015 expert team member, entrepreneur to watch in 2015, and speed golf ambassador. Do you know that he has the speed golf world record holder? He's got the world record. Okay. Now, this is what I was reading this going, okay, 42 minutes and 15 seconds. He played a round of golf. And guess what, guys? He shot a 65. He shot a 65 playing the round of golf in 42 minutes and 15 seconds. Okay, God, come on into the clubhouse, Scott. Welcome.
Hey, it's good to be back, Danielle. It's great to be here.
But, I mean, how many clubs are you carrying?
So for that particular round, my world record round, I had 5 clubs. And I had played that course a year before. It was called the Missouri Speed Golf Open. And I only took 4 clubs. And when I finished, I had a really good round the year prior, but when I finished, I realized that if I would have put a hybrid in my bag, I probably could have, you know, scored a little better. So I took 5 clubs with me in that round. I had a driver, the hybrid, and then I had an 8-iron, a sand wedge, and a putter. And I went out, and a lot of us speed golfers actually putt one-handed. So we hold our clubs in our hand on the green because you can't put your clubs on the green. So either you have to set them down on the side of the green, which if you're playing speed golf, that wastes time to have to do that to go back and forth. So I actually putted one-handed, and I had 26 putts in that round. So that was really the magic that made it happen.
Do you think it's because you can't think, you just got to do?
That's absolutely a big part of it. I don't know if everybody's built this way where, you know, they play their best when they shut their mind off. Certainly there's very analytical players, very logical, you know, plotting players. But for me, you know, I tried to play on the PGA Tour. I wanted to play in the U.S. Open, but my mind always got in my way. And so when I discovered speed golf back 10 years ago, it shut my mind down, and I was able to go out and all that training I've had my whole life, you know, lessons and playing and junior golf and competition and collegiate golf, you know, all that was there if I would just shut my mind down, and it started to come forth. And it's been a process to learn how to play golf at 180 beats a minute, but I can tell you it's possible, and you can play just as good, if not better, playing that fast.
How fast are you running?
So I'm certainly not the fastest, but I'm out there and in between shots, you know, off the tee, out into the fairway. Let's say you're running roughly 300 yards. It takes about a minute to do that. So the mile pace, when you translate that into a mile pace, we're playing golf and running at under a 10-minute mile pace.
Wow. That is, you know, that's phenomenal. And when you say we, so this, you are the speed golf world record holder. Is there a lot of speed golf players?
You know, there's a lot more than there was in the past, but it's definitely a niche sport. But there are players in the United States, and in fact, we have a world championship coming up, which we haven't had since 2018. And that's going to be at the World Golf Village in November. But right now, we've got players signed up from 10 countries.
Wow.
To come and compete in the World Championship. That's right.
Oh, that's fantastic. World Golf Village. Is that in Florida?
Yeah, St. Augustine, Florida. They have the World Golf Hall of Fame there, and they have two golf courses. One of them is called the Slammer and Squire. It's right there on the property. So we decided to host it there. It's just a great venue. They can bring their family in for the week. And there's lots of activities to do, and it's just everyone from around the world can be together in one place and really celebrate this sport that we love and that we're growing and that we're all pioneering together.
Yeah, you know, and Slammer seems to be the perfect name for a speed golf event.
Right, exactly. It's perfect. Yep.
It is perfect. So, I was just reading on your website. This is Scott Dawley, Scott DAWLEY.com. That's where you can find out everything that's going on in his world of speed golf. He created the founder of Speed Golf USA. So there is a handicap system for speed golf. This is, because it's a completely different kind of golf.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people ask that, and they say, well, so you're running around, but how does that factor into your score? And, like, how do you know who wins? What if two people shoot the same golf score? And this was determined a long time ago, back in the late 70s, and an American mile runner named Steve Scott is credited with inventing speed golf. Another guy named John Bell, around that time, they started playing, and they would add their strokes and their minutes at an equal value. So if you shot 80 in 60 minutes, well, you just add those two numbers together and you get 140.
Yeah, it's simple.
And so the person with the lowest combined score wins. And so you don't have to be the best golfer. You don't have to be the fastest runner. But it's up to you to figure out how you put those two things together better than anyone else.
Wow. So is that how it is now?
That's still how it is today. In the past, players did have caddies, so they could have a cart with their bag in it, and they would just run up to their ball, and the cart would be there waiting for them, and they could do all that. That since has been eliminated in tournament competition. But I'll tell you what, I look forward to the day that maybe that comes back, because I think then the scores can be even lower. That has become a big part of my mission with speed golf. I want to grow participation, and I really think millions of people would enjoy going out and maybe not playing as fast as we play, but just going at a faster pace, getting some exercise out on a beautiful piece of property, hitting golf shots. But really, my mission has become to discover the limits of human performance on the golf course. And so I lean, in that direction, and I want to do everything I can do to see just how fast a golfer can go and how low they can go as well.
This is wonderful. I imagine, do you go, I'm thinking about the golf course where you're playing, and mm-hmm. there are players on the course and you go zip, playing through.
right. Yelling four every couple of minutes. Exactly. Speed golfers play a par four in 2.5 to 3 minutes. Sometimes that's how long it takes for a foursome to, get off the tee. So, or maybe even longer.
Yes.
So, that's a great question. And honestly, there is an answer to it, but that's also been one of the challenges to growing participation is that in order for us to play speed golf, we have to go off either first thing in the morning or we go out late, in the last hour of daylight. And so, it works that way, and we're building out a speed golf course network where we have courses that are part of a directory. We've got their information, and they say, hey, you can come here Tuesday mornings at 7 a.m. and it's $20, and you can go play speed golf.
Wow. You
know, from 7 until 7:30. But the question is, how many people can be there at 7 a.m. or 6:30 a.m. or out in California? Speed Golf Southern California does it at 5:30 a.m. So, you know, it is growing, and there are more people doing it. There are some challenges to growth, though, and we're working through those. It's a slow process, but we're certainly not going to give up.
That's marvelous. I mean, to have a commitment, it's like pickleball. You know, pickleball.
Right.
What's pickleball?
Right.
Well, everybody knows now, because it you take care of two different things. You take care of you're definitely getting exercise. You know, you're
absolutely.
And for people who just feel like they're squandering 4 hours, somebody who's into running, this is perfect. Running and hitting, you know, it's great. It's great. You're not thinking about it. So building that network. I was looking at my notes. The last time you were on the show was in 2015. How is it possible?
That's wow. The time, I can't believe that. I was thinking too, and I thought it was more like 2017 or 2018. So. I can't believe it's been 7 years, Danielle.
Yeah,
wow.
I know. And we were talking about the program on Golf Channel, Altered Course.
Right.
Right.
That came out that year.
Yes. Yes. And
yeah.
So whatever happened with that?
That was really exciting, and I got a chance to be part of the expert team. So we went out and we helped the production crew and the directors, you know, set up the course properly so that there weren't any holes that were too easy or too hard. That was such a great week. We filmed for a couple weeks. There was over 100 people on the crew. And we had it, apparently Golf Channel had it set and booked for two seasons. They had it greenlit for two seasons. But right after we finished filming, which was early in the year, February of that year, the Golf Channel was bought by NBC. And a couple months later, right as Altered Course Season 1 came out, they shut down the entire original productions department at the Golf Channel. So people that had been there since literally day zero had been with that original productions department were gone. And so, you know, they got rid of everything but live tournament coverage, which is essentially all they do now. They still have a couple, like Faraday still has a show on the Golf Channel. There's a couple other things they do, but so that was so unfortunate because I really think that series would have taken off, especially with where fitness has gone since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully at some point, you know, they'll consider bringing that back. And I hope to be right there when they do.
Yeah. That no wonder we're not seeing all the different shows that they created, you know, the ball breaks and all that stuff. And they were fun. They were entertaining.
Right.
A nice thing to watch instead of, you know, well, endless programs telling me how I can learn the game, but I'm not there, so I can't really feel anything, you know.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
What happened to Gretchen Johnson? Wasn't she the mm-hmm. women's champion?
So, yeah, Gretchen was, Gretchen's, a legend, really. She's incredible. She ended up shooting even par at the World Championships up in Chicago in, I think, you know, well under an hour. Which was really impressive. And, you know, she worked for Nike and then moved on from there. And, you know, I think she did everything she wanted to do in speed golf. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
She kind of was at the very top of the game. And so she's moved on. And since we have, other female players like Lauren Kupp and her husband, Wes Kupp, Lauren Kupp has the American record now. She shot last year. She shot 72 in 50 minutes on a really tough Donald Ross course in upstate New York called Teujiga Country Club. It was such an honor to play there. Donald Ross is an amazing, you know, golf yes. course designer. His greens are impeccable. And she shot a 72 in 50 minutes. And so she's really kind of taken the torch from Gretchen and is moving it forward.
That's great. That is great. This is exciting. And being a husband-wife team doing that, it just makes it together. You know, we're
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. You are also in the golf consulting business, aren't you?
I am. I am in the golf consulting business. I've spent my whole life in the golf business and really, you know, everywhere from being a caddy to working in the cart barn all the way to working in the pro shop and being an instructor. I've spent my whole life around the game. Not only that, I'm a player. I've played on the mini tours. I've been a professional golfer. Here I am doing speed golf now. And so I have a lot of experience. I'm using that right now with a company, for instance, called Q Golf. And Q Golf is a golf club that is fully adjustable all the way from a putter, and it has 11 settings that takes you all the way to a 64-degree lob wedge. So it's one club, 11 loft settings, and this thing is high-performing. I can go out and shoot the same scores with this one club that I do with my five clubs or that I would if I ever took out 14 clubs again. It's incredible. So, yeah, working with them right now as their digital content and communications manager, and they're a startup, so just helping them get up and going, and I'm really excited about this company and this product that they've come out with.
What is that called? How is that spelled? How do you spell Q?
Yeah, it's as simple as it can be. Just like the brand that we're going for, it's Q.golf. It's the letter Q, and then .golf, and that'll take you right there to their page. And they've got a high performing single length club. It's 39 inches long. It's got 11 settings from a 5-degree putter all the way to a 64-degree wedge. And now, instead of having to lug 14 clubs in a big bag and get a cart and all that stuff, you can literally go out with one club, a couple friends. It's just pure golf.
Wow. That is fun. And what a concept for a speed golfer, too, to have just one club that can do so many different things. Would you change to Q Golf?
Yeah, in fact, that's how Simon Moore, the founder and designer, reached out to me. He was, I think, just scouring the internet for, you know, potential use cases, and he found speed golf. And I started doing a little bit of prototype testing for them. The first club heads they developed were 3D printed, which was incredible in metal. You know what I mean? It was just incredible, but it performed really well. And so I developed a relationship with them, and now have joined them, but it is perfect for speed golf. And once the club is commercially available worldwide, then we are going to vote at Speed Golf USA on legalizing it for competition.
Far out. You have governing rules and what is legal to be used. This is fun.
Right.
Yes, this is awesome, and I'm so glad we reconnected. You need to get in touch with me for the World Golf Championship. When is that going to be again? What date?
So that is November 13th through 17th. It's going to be in St. Augustine, Florida, at the World Golf Village. And we have a two-day World Championship, which is an individual tournament that's 36 holes, 18 per day. And we'll have up to 96 participants. People are still signing up every day. You can go to playspeedgolf.com to learn more information about that. And then we have a day off where people can rest or go play a different golf course or go around. And then the next day we have a one-day Team World Cup. And this is a two-person event where you represent your country, and it's an elimination-type tournament. So everybody will play 18 holes, and then we'll cut it to the top, you know, the top teams. And then we'll have another cut for the finals. It's going to be very exciting, and it's going to be really probably the greatest week in speed golf history. So I'm really excited about it.
This is wonderful. Scott Dawley, scottdawley.com. That's D-A-W-L-E-Y, founder of Speed Golf USA. Pace of play activist. Can you see why? And he holds the speed golf world record. 65, that was his score, in 42 minutes and 15 seconds. 18 holes of golf. Thanks for being on the show. So much fun.
Thanks, Danielle. Bye-bye.
We're going to come back because we've got so much more. Lisa O'Hurley, founder, CEO, Lola Sport. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii-savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Would you put a beautiful new Rainer garage door on your home if you knew you would get all your money back in a few years?
Could I get the gorgeous aluminum and glass door?
Yes.
Could I get the hurricane rated door?
Certainly.
Could I even choose the brand new thin line door with a beautiful glass in each section?
Absolutely.
How can I get a door for free?
Statistically, every garage door recovers 95 to 100% of its purchase price when the homeowner sells the home. This means you can have a strong, quiet, beautiful Rainer door now and get every penny back when you sell.
Wow, I get to have the door today, and it's an investment that will pay me back when I sell the house.
Yes, and the best part is you get to enjoy it now.
Call Rainer now for your stunning new door. Visit HawaiiDoor.com or call 808-732-8860.
That's 808-732-8860, HawaiiDoor.com.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Iwilei. Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Lisa O'Hurley, founder and CEO, Lola Sport, a premier women's golf and lifestyle apparel brand, premium European designed for the American sporting lifestyle. Welcome into the clubhouse, Lisa.
Hi, Danielle. How are you? It's great to be with you again.
I know. It's been since, you were on the race, on Mario Andretti's race car. Yes.
That's right. I think the last time we talked was right after the Indy 500 last year.
Yes. I was trying to think of the name. What do they call their cars?
So we were last year, we were part of Team Andretti, and we just, a couple weeks ago, we just had our second Indy 500, which was amazing.
Yes.
And I mean, we are now, solidifying golf and auto racing.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And that car is amazing with Lola Sport on it. It's just beautiful. And the photo, great photo of you standing next to that very sexy car.
I'm a proud mama of a sports car.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about that. A proud mama.
Yeah.
And the car never gets old.
No, exactly. Exactly.
The parts are always brought right in. Okay, so, this is really wonderful. I saw Annika Sorenstam standing next to you. And I've always wanted her to switch out her brand. And now Annika Sorenstam is wearing Lola Sport. How did that come about?
Isn't that so exciting?
Yes.
I mean, it's especially for a new brand like us. You know, Annika and I have been, we've been friendly. We've been certainly acquaintances for some years now. Our husbands know each other. We know each other. And, of course, you know, I'm a huge fan of Annika. You know, not only in the golf world, which is just amazing. I mean, she's won 90 times. I mean, I can't even comprehend that. but also, she's just a great person. And I really respect you know, how she has chosen her priorities, where when she decided to get out of golf for a little bit to get married and have kids and raise a family, and now she's feeling more competitive again and getting back into competitive play. I mean, I think there's a lot of respect that I have for her and the choices that she's made, and she's just such a nice person. So, I mean, I was so lucky that she was sort of parting ways with Cutter and Buck. And, you know, I mentioned to her and to her husband, Mike, who's her business manager, that I wanted to be part of the conversation. And I kind of knew it was a long shot because we were new. But to be honest, I sent her a small box of clothes, and she loved the clothes so much that we just kept talking and kept talking and kept talking. And soon enough, she called me and she said, "I'm partnering with you, Lisa, with Lola Sport."
Oh, gosh, what a phone call.
Completely. What a phone call, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, a couple of things that she pointed out, which I was so happy that we could provide for her is, you know, she said that in the past 20 years that she's felt like with her apparel that she's always looked like she's had a golf glove in her back pocket. Or in other words, it was so golfy that she couldn't wear those clothes anywhere else. And she really enjoyed that with the Lola Sport apparel that she could wear them all day long in her very, very busy lifestyle. I mean, she's got conference calls, she's got kids meetings, she's got soccer practice, she's got golf practice with her son, Will. I mean, she's practicing herself, she's playing. So she's able to wear our clothes, you know, from sun up to sundown, which makes me really happy.
Yeah, the quote that was printed in the article I was reading, "Lola Sport is exactly what I want with my active lifestyle, going from office to the course to the kids' practices and social settings. Now I have the perfect sporty yet feminine balance that represents today's lady golfers on and off the course." Boy, that is something we've been building toward for years. And, you know, I love the idea of the golf dress, but it gets to be just a little too short, you know, at times,
yes.
Right? I mean,
you know, I'm a big believer that you can certainly be put together and be alluring without having to be overtly, as I would say, overtly sexy.
Yes.
So we don't, you know, our skorts aren't too short. You know, I don't make racer back tops. I don't make anything that's questionable. So, but yet I feel like women look so wonderful in the Lola Sport brand.
Yeah, I was admiring all the different flavors that you have.
Yeah.
It's true. You know, each one has its own little personality or big personality. And now who are you hooked up with in Europe, the European designs?
So, yeah. So our designer is a man named Paul Rees, who is located in London. Paul was previously with Burberry in London, and then he did a short stint at Golfino, which is where I met him when I used to work also at Golfino. And he and I kept in touch for many years and were just very friendly. And so when the idea of Lola Sport came around, he was by far the first person I called. And, you know, if he wasn't on board, I wasn't on board. So he and I work really well together and were able to kind of marry his wonderful European sensibility with some of the American trends that I want to capture and turn into golf wear.
Yeah.
And we're really enjoying it. We're really having a fun time.
Yes. Yes. It's a great excuse to fly to London.
Yeah. Well, I haven't gotten to do that much, too much because of COVID, unfortunately.
Exactly. Yeah. There, you know, and then I thought, well, do people actually fly for meetings? They just Zoom it, right?
Yeah, we Zoom a lot.
Yes, yes, exactly. So in the golf apparel business, what do you see coming as trends? Can you reveal that?
Well, you know, one of the things that has really caught on with our brand is the what I would call the golf leisure section. So I think that because, especially women, there's a lot of new women coming to the game from COVID or just from other reasons. But women is definitely the largest growing part of the game of golf right now. And as they enter the sport, you know, they carry with it too some sort of ideas of how they want to look. And, you know, they're not so much used to, let's say, the long sleeve polos or having the collar and the buttons and, you know, the skirt lengths and everything else. But I wanted to create a section of our line that was a little bit more active, but yet very country club appropriate, because I see that country clubs are lessening their rules a little bit, but I don't want women to come in things that are inappropriate for the golf club. And, and I don't want them showing up in yoga pants that are too thin or in T-shirts that gape open or that aren't stretchy. So we've created sort of a golf leisure line that has very, very fine Italian fitness materials, where we make these great T-shirts that are a high crew neck, but yet are completely flexible and mobile with the golf swing. And then probably our most coveted item right now is the Golf Fitness Pull-On Pant, which is a bit of a thicker version of a yoga pant. It's full length, so you don't have any calf showing. It's also a high waist, so it's got some tummy tuckability. But the most important part is it's outfitted with pockets to make it country club appropriate. So it's a very, very comfortable lifestyle / golf piece that we're making, the Golf Fitness Pull-On Pant.
That I like that, the look of those pants.
Yes, they are so comfortable, Danielle.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what they look like. They're very comfortable and yet chic. But what I find so great, what you just said, is, you know, if they didn't have pockets, it wouldn't be country club appropriate. But because it has pockets, you know, that slender, sleek look is appropriate. Isn't that?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Put on those pockets.
So, and, you know, it all depends on the club as well, but we are finding that with the vast majority of our country clubs that we sell wholesale to, that they are adopting the Golf Fitness Pull-On Pant. Yeah.
It's wonderful. I was reading that you're now in 200 outlets. Tell us how that works.
Yes. So we're in about probably right now 210. Golf courses across America, which is great news. You know, we sort of were able to start with our previous Golfino accounts, and since then, we, not only have we adopted them into the Lola Sport family, but we've grown from that. Annika certainly has an influence in that. I mean, at the PGA show, we had new accounts coming to us saying, not only do they want Lola Sport, but they want to carry exactly what she's going to be wearing on TV. So, that I really wasn't anticipating that, but that's been a great part of our growth. But what's nice is, yes, we're steadily growing. We're hiring new independent reps, right every season. So next season we'll be growing into the Carolinas and Georgia, and into the New York area, finally. So, we're the little engine that could. We're growing pretty steadily.
Yeah, do you have a rep in Hawaii?
You know, I do, but because of COVID, we haven't been able to visit that show over there. So that is one thing that is on the list this year, is to get to Hawaii, Danielle.
That's great. And, you know, do you know which golf courses are carrying your line here?
You know, only one right now, and that is Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay!
Yes, so they carry Lola, but hopefully soon we'll have, you know, at least a good dozen over there in the Hawaiian Islands.
Yeah, Turtle Bay, love Turtle Bay. It's a great bunch of people out there that it's not that far away. We're a small island. Everything is relatively close.
I would like some excuse to travel there as well. So, the more accounts, the better.
Just jump in your private jet. Don't you have one yet? Come on.
Not yet. Just settle with the race car. Yeah.
You'll have to park it on the West Coast. Oh, dear. it's so much fun talking with you. Lisa O'Hurley, founder and CEO, Lola Sport, a premier women's golf and lifestyle apparel brand. Premium European design for the American sporting lifestyle. So could we go online and purchase too?
Yes, Danielle, absolutely. It's Lola Sport, but it's LOHLASPORT.com.
There you go, Lola, LOHLASPORT.com. And you just go, and I was checking it out, and so you can look at everything there, all the different things we've been talking about. or if you like that touchy-feely sort of thing where you get to, you know, and then try it on at Turtle Bay, go up to Turtle Bay. It's a beautiful place to play golf and a beautiful drive as well. Thanks for being on the show, Lisa.
Oh, thank you, Danielle.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. We're going to come back. Ken Rayner, PGA, he's retired. And he's at the U.S. Open. I can't wait to talk to him. He's the man behind, I call him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life, a presidential tale of friendship, travel, and the great outdoors. So we're going to be talking to him real soon. First, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii's savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu. U.S. Open is happening. We've got the weekend, and of course, they're 6 hours ahead of us, so they've been playing for quite some time. Some had to get up, and they had a tee time at some 5:45 in the morning. The Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts is where this is all being played out. Back in 1913, 20-year-old Francis Ouimet. Now, mind you, this is a kid with a 10-year-old caddy on his back. You know, and Francis was shy. And the caddy was brazen. 10-year-old brazen caddy. Sound familiar? So it's a wonderful story. His house, he was overlooking the 17th hole. And that's really how he won. And it was an amazing thing that he won, because usually rich people, and they were never professional golfers. No. That wasn't something you did. No, you were an amateur, which meant you had a lot of money and you had a lot of time. All right, let's talk a little bit about the weather today. Breezy, windward, and mocha. A little bit of rain, partly sunny, though. Scattered showers on the windward side, mainly. A leeward side, partly to mostly sunny, so just a smattering of clouds. Isolated showers, maybe. High today, about 88 degrees, between 83 and 88, depending on where you are. Trades, Ye trades 15 to 25 miles per hour. That could be, you know, for you playing a round of golf. Kind of difficult if you're along the ocean. We've got tee times, speaking of playing a round of golf. Macaulay has a 10:56. We've got Volcano Golf Club with the 10:18. We've got Poipu Bay, where, yes, I know somebody who's going to be playing at Poipu Bay. Penn from IAEA won those two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Remember, and there's a movie crew out playing a getaway from work round. Isn't that great? If you're on Kauai, you can play 10:50, 11:20. They had tee times the one we checked last. Roha Wine Country Club has an 11:28. Eva Beach Golf Club has a 10:26. Bayview has a 12:02. And isn't this great? Makaha East is sold out. It's, after all, Father's Day weekend. What better time to sell out? Okay, we're coming back right after this. Ken Rayner, PGA.
The golf club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Would you put a beautiful new Rayner garage door on your home if you knew you would get all your money back in a few years?
Could I get the gorgeous aluminum and glass door?
Yes.
Could I get the hurricane rated door?
Certainly.
Could I even choose the brand new thin line door with a beautiful glass in each section?
Absolutely.
How can I get a door for free?
Statistically, every garage door recovers 95 to 100% of its purchase price when the homeowner sells the home. This means you can have a strong, quiet, beautiful Rayner door now and get every penny back when you sell.
Wow, I get to have the door today, and it's an investment that will pay me back when I sell the house.
Yes, and the best part is you get to enjoy it now.
Call Rayner now for your stunning new door. Visit HawaiiDoor.com or call 808-732-8860.
That's 808-732-8860, HawaiiDoor.com.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls, learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Ken Rayner, PGA, retired, was head professional, Cape Arundel, Kennebunkport, head professional at Coral Creek Club in Southwest Florida, player of the year, PGA of America main chapter, and friend to the 41st President of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush. He's the author of I Call Him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life, a presidential tale of friendship, travel, and the great outdoors. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ken.
you're so nice to reach out to me, Danielle. I'd love to be here, and I'm sitting here at the Open right now looking at the 16th green about 50 yards away, so I'm blessed.
Oh, my goodness. What's the crowd like?
Oh, it's a very enthusiastic. We're waiting for the wind to be gusting, which it looks like it will be, with the leaders teeing off as we speak. So it'll be a very interesting afternoon to see what the leaderboard looks like at 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, we've got Colin Morikawa playing
radio.
Playing with Joel Dahman, right? And then
yes,
there's
correct. Both 5 under, right?
All right, and then there's Hayden Buckley, and John Rahm, and then Rory McIlroy and Aaron Wise, Bo Hostler. It's interesting, you know. We've got these players who've got major championships under their belt already, and we've got people that we barely know, who are all contending in this fantastic. What is this? The 122nd U.S. Open being played?
I believe it is, and I was lucky enough to be here for the 88 Open with Curtis Strange winning it. So the Country Club is a very special place to me because when I was still an amateur in college, my best buddy, who my golfing buddy of my lifetime, I was a member here, and we used to play in the member guest here called Squirrel. So I've been lucky enough to play the Country Club probably 100 times. So I know the holes, I know what they're going through, and it's obviously a joy to watch the best in the world playing the game of golf.
Yeah, and the story of Francis we met and his caddy, whose name I don't know right now.
Eddie Lowry.
That's it. And Eddie being 10 and having the moxie to, like, you know, buck up his player, Francis, who was, I guess, a little shy.
He was very shy because Eddie Lowry was about half the height of Francis we met. So it was, as they say, it was one of the greatest games ever played, and probably in the history of the game of golf. And it was right here. And I'm not all that far away right now from Francis Witt Met home, which was on the 17th hole, which is where it's famous for the Varden bunker that Varden hit into. And so as other players over the years of various tournaments here. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And you were there at the Country Club with the president. I call him.
We were with him for the Ryder Cup when we had here, and we got to sit with Michael Jordan for a little while with the president, and so it was always excitement. So I've been very blessed in my career to have a president who became my second dad to me, and to be able to play as much golf with him. And that's a great statement. One of the press people stated one time that I've played more golf with the president than any PGA professional in history. And it's only because I was in the right place at the right time. So it's pretty special.
Very special to be on the inside circle of someone who has very little private time because of all the demands put upon them. You know, they naturally walked into it knowing what was going on. But before we talk about your experiences with President George Herbert Walker Bush, tell us about the background this family has in the game of golf.
Well, you're nice to bring up, you know, their love of the game, but it started, you know, basically with their grandfather, you know, at the Walker Cup. They brought in the amateur aspect to the Walker Cup. And his dad, Prescott Bush, was president of the USTA. So, you know, President Bush, 41, and all his brothers grew up in the world of golf, and his sister Nancy Ellis also. So, you know, they love the game of golf, truly. I got to play a lot with him when he was vice president, and then played a ton with him when he was former president. And we played sometimes 3 days a week, and we're able to do some traveling together. And, of course, the book also has some fishing tales in it, too. And the idea of all that was, you know, the joy that he had doing the things that we all enjoy doing, too, even though he held the title of president. So we share some of those stories. We shared it with a lot of other people that we played with. I didn't want the book to be about me and my relationship. It was about him and the joys that he had in life and how he shared the powers of the office. He did things with no title, and we did things with some wonderful people that also created a lifetime memory, whether it was somebody in politics or somebody in sports. We got to play with a lot of PGA professionals like Phil Mickelson and Davis Love and Freddie Couples and things like that. But we also got to play with Rod Laver with tennis and some movie stars with Kevin Costner and all those things. But every single person that we played with had a memory of a lifetime, and they'll never forget playing golf with George Bush or holding a fly rod with George Bush up in the northern parts of Labrador, Canada, and so on and so forth. So we brought a lot of joy to a lot of people.
President George Herbert Walker Bush was taught to play golf the proper way, which is to say, without undue delay. Aerobic <Yeah. laughs> golf, he called it. And I got to tell you, earlier in the show, we were talking to the gentleman who created Speed Golf USA. So tell us about aerobic golf that I call him Mr. President played.
Yeah, well, you've done your homework, Danielle, and they used to call it aerobic golf or cart polo. And, he didn't throw grass up in the air to see which way the wind was blowing, because he used to say it takes too long for it to come down. And, he could never understand why people had to read a putt six different ways and the whole deal, get up and hit it and go. He played golf for a couple other reasons. One was the exercise and the camaraderie, and he loved playing with his family, his boys, to get the family out there playing golf, and he just loved the environment. But like you said, he learned golf the right way, in the sense of the respect the other guy. He understood the traditions of the game and the aura that the game shared with all of us. So it's been a real joy for me to share the experiences that that I've had, and to be able to put it into a book and then share it with your listeners here, I guess this morning, in your territories, where it's a little after 2 here. So it's been a joy, and I've been very blessed.
Yeah, it's a little after 8 o'clock in the morning. We're getting ready for Happy Father's Day, Ken.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I look forward to a great way to spend it, and I'll be spending it with my son, and it'll be a lot of fun. And certainly thinking of the president, we just had a fundraiser at our home club in Cape Arundel in Kennebunkport, and it's named after the Bush family, and it's a hospitality fundraiser for a Ronald McDonald type of house, and does a lot of good. And President 43 was present, and so that golf tradition is carried on to the family even today. So we're blessed.
Did President George H.W. Bush, did he have a sense of humor?
Oh my God, he was the biggest trick artist there ever was. We had poor Brent Scowcroft, who was our national security advisor. One time, he had this exploding golf ball, and he gave me the distinct opportunity to get that exploding golf ball on the first tee in front of the world press, unknown to Brent. So he hit this ball that exploded. He was always a huge sense of humor, and everyone just loved him.
What a trickster!
Absolutely. He, poor Barr, his wife, he was always doing something with her, and she got to expect it off all the years of their marriage. So
I bet. What did the national security guy, what did he, how, what was his reaction when that ball exploded?
Well, the good news is that it made a lot of the late night shows, after that and all that. But he got even with it many years later, because if you remember, President Bush came out that he hated broccoli and he was no longer had to eat it because he was the president of the United States, no matter what his mother said. And so Brent had a set of head covers, crocheted with broccoli fjord head covers. And the president had him on his golf bag for many years with these broccoli head covers. So the fun continued, and we always laughed. And one of the things the president was known for always is he didn't really know how many rules of golf there were, but he always used to state on the first tee, rule 34-1 is in effect, and that was the no laughing rule. So you couldn't laugh at his bad shot off the first tee. And then from there on, we went out and laughed the whole way around and had a lot of fun as we played very, very rapidly.
So no laughing on the first tee, but after that you can laugh your
you can laugh at him or you can laugh at yourself, but we had fun, guaranteed. We shook hands, and if we might play for a quarter, and if we were down a quarter, he'd always want to play another hole for double or nothing, and we'd keep playing until it was nothing.
What a guy.
Yeah, unbelievable. Miss him dearly.
Yeah, I bet. Now, on the fishing side, and we have great golfers and great fisher people over here. What was there a favorite fish that he wanted to go after?
Well, he and I spent a lot of time fishing for a couple of different species. Right here in Maine, off Walker's Point, his home there, we have some terrific striped bass or bluefish come in August. So he used to love to rev up his big speedboat. He'd always take Davis Love out there fishing, go 100 miles an hour and have fun going fast and then catching some fish. But I'm also blessed going up to northern Labrador. We used to go up Atlantic salmon fishing up some of the great rivers of the world.
Wow.
And then we also go up to the Unavik, which is up by Alaska above the Arctic Circle in Canada, and catch these incredible Arctic char. And the president just loved being in the on the river. And like I said earlier, he was just one of the boys. And, you know, when he put his waders on and had a fishing rod in his hand, he was just one of the boys. It wasn't a former president at all. And everyone just loved having him on board. And to see the joy that it brought him was obviously great to see after he served our nation so well.
Did he try to ditch the Secret Service?
No, he loved going faster in his boat than the Secret Service chase boat could go. And he had more power on his boat than they did. And used to drive them crazy. But, but he honored the Secret Service. He knew what their task was. And the Secret Service loved him just as much as he loved them.
I bet. Oh, what a wonderful person. to be in with him. When you sat down with Michael Patrick Shields, how long did you guys chat? How did you create this book together?
Well, really, Michael's idea. I had helped many people after I was telling stories as a golf professional, and I might share a George Bush story at the club or something like that. Well, many people used to say you should write a book, but I didn't want to capitalize on my relationship with the president. That wasn't what the relationship was all about. But then when Michael came aboard and was really pushing to have a book and associate together, kind of realized it was a great way for me to give back. And all the proceeds for the book still today go to charity. So it wasn't about capitalization in any shape or form. The president raised a lot of money for good charities, and that's what I was trying to do. So Michael came to my home in the fall. I opened up all of my boxes after boxes after boxes of photographs and letters and newspaper articles that had been written over all our years together. And this is going back when he was a candidate for the Republican Party before he was vice president. So Michael got a good feeling in the heartbeat of our relationship. And then he came down to Florida and we would sit and he would ask me questions and he would record my answers and things. And he would put it to pen and in writing. And then he would send us what he wrote, and then my wife and I, Ann, would edit what he wrote and maybe change the tense of it or make sure the accuracy was there and all that until we got it the way we really felt was enjoyable for the reader and really reflected the president's personality and the stories. And then we reached out to all the various people that are in the book, from Jim Nance to Prince Andrew to Dan Quayle to Jack Nicklaus to Andy Mills to, you know, go on and on and on, and they all have a story, Dottie Pepper, about a time that they did something with the president, whether on the golf course or in the boat. So it was easy to share those stories and hopefully, you know, incite the reader to understand really who George Bush really was.
Yeah. Did he have, what was his biggest concern, when I talk about concern, there's always the wars that are being fought and the conditions of the forest. And did he have any things that he just, were part of his heart that he wanted to take care of?
Well, I would say yes. I mean, number one, he found, service was an honor. And being the president was the honor. And the most important thing is he wanted the honor of the role of the presidency, that he held that office and he wanted to honor that office. But I think his biggest concern, but he had it in his heart that he knew with confidence that was the right decision, was, sending anybody's son or daughter to war. And it's a very difficult thing to do that with Desert Storm and things like that. But my wife and I actually happened to be at the White House one evening, and he made a toast at dinner that night to our surprise, and he said that Desert Storm would be over tomorrow at 10 a.m. And then we were on the road driving to Florida, and sure enough, 10 a.m., it comes across the news that the war is over in the whole deal. And we are so relieved for him, knowing the pressures of sending anybody to war. But he was he's convinced that it was wrong and it had to be righted and so on and so forth. But he was so honored to be president and to serve as the commander-in-chief with the military, and so was 43. That was a big honor, and hopefully they'll be honored in history as we keep moving forward.
Yes, and the word that you kept using is serve. Honored to serve as president. And
right, exactly.
And, you know, you're elected to serve the people. And it's just beautiful. It sure has been fun talking with you. And the name of the book we've been talking about, this is Ken Rayner, PGA. He's retired. He was at Kennebunkport, Cape Arundel. I have always mispronounced that, I found out when I heard. And head professional Coral Creek Club in Southwest Florida. Great fishing, great golf, both locations. You must spend most of your time now, though, in the Florida area?
No, we're pretty much back and forth. Oh. I mean, we're down there for the winter a little bit. I'm retired, but hopefully I'm not old. So I enjoy getting on the ski slope still a little bit, making some turns. So we're back and forth a little bit. I just got back from doing some tarpon fishing down there. I'm a fly rod fisherman, as the president was. So we're back and forth, but Kennebunkport will always be our home.
Oh.
That's where the majority of our friends are and things. But so we're very blessed in that area. And, of course, the president, 43, is in Kennebunkport as we speak. He enjoys Walker's Point with all his family there also. So we'll be enjoying a little bit of both for quite a while, we hope.
Yes. I'm so glad you're there, because I can't, you know, in my imagination, I think of the beauty that surrounds you. And I can't imagine being in a more beautiful place than up in that area. You know, it's just wonderful. In Maine, it's gorgeous.
Well, quality life for the Rocky Coast of Maine is great, but I've been lucky enough to be here in Hawaii. I played Lanai on the Big Island of the Ooh. Golf course before, which was a joy, and very blessed out there. I was out there with the Stanford golf team 1 year, and they played in the Hilo Invitational, I believe it was, and I believe they won it the year we came. And Joseph Brandlett from the Stanford golf team that played in that is here at the U.S. Open. He just played through here a minute ago. He was the lead twosome this morning. Made the cut, and he's out there playing today, so we're cheering him on.
Yay! Awesome. This is Ken Rayner. He's the author with Michael Patrick Shields assisting. I call him Mr. President, Stories About Golf, Fishing, and Life with my friend, George H.W. Bush. Thanks for being with us.
Danielle, my pleasure. Thanks for doing what you're doing.
Aloha. We're going to thank our sponsors, Aloha Power Equipment's Megastore. Aloha Power Equipment's new Megastore, next door to the Costco gas station on Alakava in Iwilei, has everything you need. Aloha Power Equipment's riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, and a whole lot more. Aloha Power Equipment in Waipahu, of course, and their Megastore on Alakava, next door to Costco gas station. MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters, you need help right away. MD Restoration is on it at any time of the day, right away. If disaster strikes, you call MD Restoration. Licensed contractors, not only they do the cleanup, the mitigation, taking care of all that stuff that can get in your walls, they can repair what's been damaged because they're licensed contractors. The number is 528-3434. Rayner Garage Doors, a beautiful look, maximum security, quiet, safe, adding value to your home. It's the perfect time to buy. See the latest in garage door design, HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com. And the number, 808-676-3667. 676-3667. Oh, speaking of calling, you got to call Derek at Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. We make sure our buyers are educated about what's going on when buying a home. So you got to call Derek, 808-445-4038. 808-445-4038. And if you're stumped, you just don't know what to get for a great friend or Father's Day, you just give them a Poi Poo Bay gift certificate, and they'll be happy, happy. Just like Penn Avaia is, because he won the two rounds of golf at Poi Poo Bay. And there's a lot of golf to be played. But then again, there's a lot of people who are just hanging out watching the USGA, or Jennifer Kupcho, Nelly Korda, Charlotte Chiganda, Naru Nomura, Christy Kerr, they're all playing LPGA. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.